Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, immersive art, switching HR, and a few donuts. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Tonight on Bob and Tom Television's Animal Channel, it's Miracle Pests. The show that examines the unexplained actions and surprising heroics of the smallest and most maligned of animals, pests. We'll take you to Kokomo, Indiana, and we'll meet Roger Mondoor and find out how termites ate through his floor, causing him to fall into his basement just before a tornado devastated his home. Next, we'll take you to DeLand, Florida, to tell you the story of Maggie Kundare and the mouse who ran up her leg and frightened her so badly she ran out of her house just before it mysteriously exploded.
Oh.
Then we'll go to Segmac, Arkansas, and meet the Cheesemen family. We'll hear their true story. A swarm of Canadian wasps attacked and repelled an armed intruder as the Cheeseman family napped in their home following a baked bean dinner. Finally, we'll meet Harriet Billingsley, who, upon discovering a swarm of pubic lice, rushed to the drugstore to get a bottle of Quell shampoo and, on impulse, purchased what turned out to be a $1 million winning lottery ticket. Join host Dick Vermin tonight for Miracle Pests. Miracle Pests, only on Bob and Tom Television.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Willie Griswold.
Yo!
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom.
Which call sign do you like so far, Chick?
Huh?
The call signs.
I forget.
You're not participating?
I don't remember. Calls. There would have been so many.
How about Philistine?
I don't know if that...
during the break, I'm talking with Christy, and I say, oh, this is really cool.
Yeah.
The next big exhibit's going to be Monet.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was Manet. Well, which is it, Monet or Manet?
Manet, I wouldn't go see.
And then all of a sudden, you're going, I'm artsy-fartsy.
Very, yeah.
Okay, first of all,
when's last time you were in an art museum?
Your kiss-ass buddy started it, okay? And then I just dove in, all right?
All right. Now, if Monet had done a portrait of Joe Theismann,
yes,
would you...
I would have masturbated the climax. Yes, of course.
The docents may be a little bit upset about that. Here's a Kleenex, sir.
Do anything else?
No, Christy and I were just discussing. Never mind. Okay. We have a bunch of call sign
Christy,
ideas.
Are you going to go see the pretty paintings?
I probably will. Yes.
I
enjoy a good art museum.
I like to walk around.
To quite a few.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, how did he do it?
Oh, look at that.
The brushers.
Oh. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, look at that. Well, what about that?
Well, I'm sorry. I don't sit at my house and just watch TV all day.
What about that? See, now what I'm saying, look at that. It's the pictures are moving and everything. Look at that.
What you're saying is if Monet could have done that, he would have done that.
Call Willie and I'll,
sure.
Willie and I'll go, hey, look at this.
Look at him. You see this?
Yeah. Do you see
this? Have you seen this on the Telestrator on Monday Night Football? It's Claude Monet. Well, it looks like that... left tackle fell into the pond full of those floating
lilies,
things.
Water lilies.
Oh, that's what they are?
Yes,
I know what he did.
Okay, never
mind. How did he do it?
It's an off-air
I do
discussion.
Like you trying to find water lilies and just saying those floating things.
Just once again, just
so ahead of his time.
In our little village, it has a whole bunch of water lilies. They're beautiful.
Our little village in the water.
You know what's cool about
I have a friend who's a water lily.
You know, the best thing about water lilies, Christy, is if you water ski through them and watch them fly into the air.
You've done that?
Of course not.
I was going to say.
Wouldn't that be great if there was like a Monet painting and
look,
and the distant you see a guy on a slalom ski with a huge wake, the arms out flying through the water lilies.
Look, face it. We've been here. It's the end of a week. None of us can stand the other one, so it's all right.
I still like you a little bit.
Shut up.
I'm okay with Christy. The rest of you can get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Can we?
I was just...
Love that.
My stomach's a little upset.
I think we may have a call sign.
Dead.
You know what?
Call sign for who?
Can we Can we put a max on the call signs?
Today's the last day.
Yeah, we're
is that
done.
Possible?
It has to be
the last is that
day.
Absolutely?
We're
is
done.
There any?
It exhausts.
I know you think it's amazing, but I
think it's interesting.
It's
hey, it's interesting.
Well, again,
I think it's interesting.
Again, dealing with the Philistines.
It's interesting.
You know, if it's not a shiny object, you're not going to pay
attention.
Therefore,
if I don't think it's interesting. You're the one saying that.
For Chick McGee, ice pick.
Oh, yeah, you did give us ice picks one year.
And then you're a big fan of ice picks. I think that would be pretty good. Someone's been listening
to
the show.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I have all the ice picks. I went to an ice pick museum. I walked around.
You saw the one from Basic Instinct, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, look
case?
At that ice pick. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Very famous one.
Didn't he get us all ice picks?
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yeah.
Three, 4 years ago.
Why did you do that?
I don't know.
His main reason, if may I, check?
Hopefully you'd stab yourselves. What?
May I? I remember exactly why he got his ice picks. He what? Said he wanted to be able to say, Merry Christmas, here's your ice pick. That was your whole thing.
That's absolutely the truth. Okay. Well, I still haven't gotten a good enough gift to follow that up with. I still, like, Merry Christmas, here's your...
Oh, you got me
I love my axe.
I got an axe.
Beautiful
pair
of
shoes.
We did get an axe. I did get you an axe.
No, I love that's the true. Ice pick. I use it a lot.
Yeah. I use the axe, too. Very handy.
I have not used my axe.
Merry Christmas. Here's your axe.
Well, how'd you get that hatchet wound?
I was bored with it.
Wait a second. That's rough.
That's crazy.
That's the next feature at the museum.
We have to switch HR companies again.
Yeah, that's our deal here. If we have trouble, we just switch companies.
That was fun.
You know, that one woman was a little bit of a loudmouth.
I loved that woman.
Could we move forward? What do you got, Christy?
Stonehenge has been lit to feature portraits of Queen Elizabeth II in celebration of her platinum jubilee. English Heritage posted photos of the archaeological site onto Twitter and wrote that it had, quote, brought two British icons together.
Have you seen these photographs?
I have. According to CNN, amazing. The portraits projected onto the ancient stones represented each decade of the Queen's 70-year reign.
I mean, the biggest stone just, I don't know, it kind of lights up her big yellow teeth.
Not everyone was in favor of the tribute.
I think that was important.
One social media user quipped, quote, they made Stonehenge look like a collection of commemorative pound shop lighters.
But she hasn't been there since she helped build it.
Oh,
that's funny. She's very old.
She's rather old.
Dude, that guy is dead on. They look like
they do. Look
lighters cool. from a dollar store.
Or at least collectible glasses at
yes.
McDonald's. Yeah, they absolutely look that way.
It's not.
Did they say how long they were up? Because my daughter was just there and she didn't mention them.
She was never, ever hot.
She? Well, she was attractive.
No. I mean, seriously.
Well, attractive and hot are very different.
She was hot in that movie they made.
Well, that's
well, because
it was
Kate Blanchett.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant the Helen Mirren one. God, she looks good.
Oh.
Yeah, you know,
she didn't look good as the queen.
This guy, if you, once again, they've the projected images of. Did you see the one where she's got the little corgi pup?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she's one where she's on
you know,
a horse.
The corgis have their own photo booth. All of her corgis are out there.
Why don't you get one of those?
You get pictures taken.
Oh.
I didn't want to talk about this on the air.
No, I didn't think you did. Let's.
I just.
Can we get back to that hatchet wound?
I guess it makes sense that they would project her picture.
No, the stone actually. Don't,
oh, I wasn't setting myself up for a joke.
No, go ahead. It makes sense that they projected her image on Stonehenge. That's a joke.
He's not going to play along now.
No. The hell with it. I'm a hog.
I was just going to agree with Josh. They really do look like you're.
It's not
a truck stop.
Yeah, it's not awful, but it's just not. I would rather just see Stonehenge,
mm-hmm.
And I have seen it. That's right.
Yeah.
Wow,
it was neat.
That's how the ancient aliens navigate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, when you were there, were you? Because it's fenced off now, right?
It was fenced off when I was there.
When I was there, you could walk right up to it.
I know. I would have liked that.
How about when Clark Griswold backs into it and knocks the whole thing over? How about that? Huh?
Can't beat that.
Marginally funny.
We just all hate each other today, don't we?
Yeah. I don't know if it's just today, but yeah.
Well, Willie was the one who started it.
No, I'm having a great day. I was listening to Future in the car. I was riding in. I never get a drive this time of morning.
You only got one dozen donuts.
I thought that I got more. I had an issue with the order. It was bad. I got
you never come back here with
how
a
do you
four
not,
dozen.
What'd you say?
how do you... Never mind. You didn't...
Willie hates minimum wage workers.
No, I don't hate minimum wage workers.
Because he's never had to be one.
I just have... I have a weird form of anxiety where I feel like I'm being rude and then I apologize too much and then there's a little... It gets lost in translation.
The parvenu speaks again.
Oh.
How did you order your donuts?
I said, I'm going to get a half dozen of the glazed and then I got two of each of four other donuts, but then there was some sort of deal at the half dozen if it was assorted and I didn't... It was a nightmare. I could have gotten more and I didn't.
National Donut Day.
I haven't been in therapy and I'm very grateful for the people that are working there. They're great. It's not, they're not the problem. It's my dumb brain's the problem.
God bless you.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve. Back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
What else is going on, Christy?
Ever dream of having a gingerbread house like Hansel and Gretel?
Nope.
Just say yes so we can get through this.
Yes, I have.
Every night.
Damn right I have. Think of the bugs if your house made of gingerbread.
Edible houses may no longer just be found in fairy tales. Tokyo University researchers have developed a technology to transform food waste into so-called edible cement for construction use.
Is this something we need? Is that what edible television?
The researchers say the bending strength of their product is nearly quadruple that of ordinary concrete.
Well, what is the bending strength of concrete? Zero?
I love it when my concrete doesn't bend.
Yes.
Isn't that the point?
So when do you eat
it? What is the point of this story?
Yeah, when do you eat it?
I think the point is it's recycling food waste, apparently. How much energy does it take? That would be my problem with this.
I don't understand.
If it gets hot outside, does the house melt?
Neither, Josh.
How's your food house? It's mostly rats.
Not mine.
They've almost got the left quadrant.
It's supposed to rain tomorrow, so I guess it'll be gone.
Not mine. I use grape nuts. Even the rats won't eat them.
Yeah, I made mine out of concrete.
So those gingerbread houses, you're an expert in this field.
Yes.
Do you really eat them?
Never.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't think so.
Did the kids ever want to eat them, and you just said no?
You can get the pre-made houses.
Yes,
they're kind of prefab, but then you get the gooey frosting and all the candy, and you lay it out on the table. Right. And then as you're making it, you eat all the candy or lots of it.
So you don't bake your house? You don't cook it yourself?
I have done that.
Hmm.
That's a little bit trickier.
I would think it's a lot trickier.
Yeah, you can now. You go to Target and you buy the kit.
The store bought.
Some of them come in that the kit's already assembled. Some of them you have to put the pieces together and put the frosting on to glue it together. That's a little tougher. They tend to sort of
fall over.
They tend to slouch a little bit.
Yes.
I flip gingerbread houses. I'll buy an older one, sure. Yeah, throw in a little herringbone backsplash. Maybe open up a more open concept.
I love that
make
channel.
Make it gray and white. Then next thing you know, you've sold it.
I'm imagining the Property Brothers, but it's Candyland characters. That's kind of fun, right?
Don't try to tag one of my bits.
And I would assume one of those house flipping shows has to have done a thing with gingerbread houses at Christmas time just for fun. I would hope. If not, Josh, this is your idea. Run with it. Special guest Josh Arnold with his new recipe for quick frying cement.
Quick frying cement. Yeah, this is a weird story.
If you're up early this morning, you might have seen with your naked eye Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn all in a line in the sky.
You can't see the planets.
Yes, you can.
That's why there are telescopes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my
They're
God.
They're lining up to illuminate the Earth for the aliens.
That's right.
Right this way, fellas.
And if you missed it, you can see it about an hour before sunrise tomorrow morning as well. But on that note, scientists have determined why Uranus appears to be paler than Neptune.
You forgot the bleach.
No, paler would be good.
Yeah.
Neptune and Uranus have similar sizes, masses, and atmospheric conditions.
However, smells are... Oh.
At the planet side by side, it appears Neptune is bright blue, whereas Uranus is a paler shade of cyan.
But you're just
isn't it Uranus
pinkish,
now?
Yeah. Depending on what I eat, might get a little more red.
CNN reports using telescope, scientists determined that an excess of haze builds up in Uranus's atmosphere, giving it its lighter appearance. You can find out more. I'm sure you're interested in the Journal of Geophysical Research Planets.
So there's haze around Uranus.
Did they officially change the name to Uranus?
Either way you go, you got
to. They're not. I won't allow it.
Okay.
We'll make sure Uranus is alive and well.
All right.
Okay.
But you ever had yours bleached?
No. God, no.
How can that be a thing?
It is.
It is a big thing, yeah.
In what sphere of society is that a thing?
Well, just young many.
Why do you need to know that?
Just curious.
Porn stars, strippers.
Yeah, I only know about it because Kanye West talks about it in a song.
Does he get his bleached?
He has a song. He goes, "I just hooked up with this model, and she just bleached her backside. If I get bleach on my T-shirt, am I going to look like a jerk?" Essentially, is what he's saying. I think he's saying that he's cheating on his lady, and he's afraid he's going to get caught because she has bleach on her backside and he doesn't get it on his shirt.
Give that man a Grammy.
That's a cool problem, right?
How's he going to get it on his shirt? What's he wiping?
Yeah, what is he doing?
I'm sure they were convenient rhymes.
Okay, he's got his rhyming dictionary, whatever's next, goes to cram that in. And I'm wearing sunglasses on my anus inside.
Why don't you get a bleach for your boyfriend?
No!
Ask him if he would
probably like it.
Oh, my God.
Can you do that at home?
Can he help pick your color, like nail color?
Oh, like a Tony bleaching kit?
Yeah,
do they have that? No, I don't know. Can you?
I don't. Why would you do that anyway?
You couldn't do it by yourself.
That can't be good for you.
Why do you have to? Is it that color back there? Because that's the skin and muscle color naturally, or is it just from years of...
Staining?
Yeah.
No, it's not like erosion. It's not a river.
It's not stained?
No, it's not stained.
So it's just a natural dark meat?
Maybe we should just avoid all science on this show.
I never knew. You know, sometimes you'll see a wall and it's got a slow leak, and so that whole part of the wall is green.
Yeah, Tom, you want to talk about that? First apartment in Florida or wherever had the stains?
Oh, where'd you live in Florida, Tom?
Tom, will you send him home?
So if anybody's going home, it's going to be
he's just...
Did you not live in an apartment that the sewage went, or the...
Oh, yes. See if I'm not right. See if I'm not right.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, no. I it was a house on Rich Street in DeLand, Florida.
DeLand,
yeah.
Why they call it DeLand?
Because it's not too far from DC.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. The kitchen sink. We my friend Steve and I had rented it.
Steve Itzen.
That's very good. Yeah. He was another disc jockey at the station.
Sure.
And the kitchen sink. Quite literally, just imagine you're upstairs. It came right out the wall, and it would just bleed down the side of the house. So there was this huge swath of green something growing along the wall.
Oh, you don't want the water down the side of the building? Maybe you want the clog back.
Hey, yeah, old fancy pants doesn't like the green.
La-dee-da. Where are you from, Cleveland?
Doesn't match his feng shui.
I guess.
Yeah, mold is always good in Florida.
And my aunt came down and saw that, and she called the health department.
Of course she did. Squealing rat.
Do you remember the end of this story?
No.
The end of this story is classic. The
guy killed himself, right?
No, my aunt called the health department. They came over and gave the guy all these citations.
Yep.
And the guy dropped dead of a heart attack the next day.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you are party to a murder. You inadvertently murdered this man. You're guilty of some sort of manslaughter.
Whatever.
He said that was a classic. It's a classic ending to the story.
Right.
The landlord, we used to live at the house next door to him. And this guy, every time I'd see him, he would be watching that show Kung Fu, reruns of Kung Fu. So every time I see that show, I think of him.
Wow. He's probably a stoner. A lot of stoners watch karate stuff.
He's dead now. my aunt killed him.
Was he an older gentleman?
No.
Oh.
He's probably 30.
What?
Wow, this
is... Oh, geez, she did kill him.
God, she really did.
Yeah, well, he didn't have a lot of good habits. Like I said, he sat around all day watching Kung Fu.
How was that bad?
What's wrong with that? Wrong with you? He was so heavy, he probably couldn't lift his arm to make a karate chop, put it that way. I'm surprised he could lift
make a pork chop.
The worst, here we go.
The worst people on the planet. Just hurting people left and right. Yep.
This was a corpulent fellow.
Way to go, fat ass. Why don't you go grab your tricycle for the grocery store.
Dead Fat Ass is my favorite hip-hop band.
They have to cut the wall open to get them out of the house.
What's that made out of? Butter.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.